So we're going to get right back to the beginning. We're going to find out that in Genesis, everything was good. So it's great. We're starting in a good place. God and man were friends together. They were together. They were in great relationship, great friendship, and all was good. But then some things went wrong. Now, if you're in the family service when I did the talk, you'll know something about these boxes. Now, my helpers at the last family service, Reuben, do you want to come and help again? Yeah, great. Look at this. You are great. Marion, I think you were one of them. And George was the other, I think. Sorry. You're just about to get a look at Will's outfit here, which is going to be great. Right, Reuben, you can choose first. Which box would you like to open? This one. Okay. Go and open it then. Have a little open of the box. Oh my goodness, what have you got in? Would you like to show?
Shocked.
It's what?
It's even the shot again.
It's the, do you want to hold them up so they can see? Yeah, be careful, don't get too close. Okay, these are Heather's smelly walking socks. Ooh, do you want to smell them?
I've done a lot of walking.
What do you think? Are they bad? They're bad. Thanks, Reuben. You can go and sit down now. Thanks, Reuben. Give Reuben a little clap. Okay. George, which one do you want to open? Which one would you like to open? He doesn't want to open a box. That's fine. I don't blame him because he knows what's in them.
This one?
He's done it before. Let's open it. We'll maybe let Daddy smell it because I'm not sure how this fits with health and safety. Or yeah, that's the worst one. Maybe don't give that to George.
Does it smell nice? Does it smell nice?
No, definitely. Oh, it is bad. This is rotten egg. In here, if anybody wants to come and do smell-o-vision later, that's fine. Thank you, George. Give him a clap. Which means, Marion, there's just one left for you.
But I'm trying to remember what was in it.
And you're trying to remember what was in it. You don't need to remember.
It was sweaty socks last time.
It was sweaty socks. Oh, yeah. Do you want to show everyone, Marion, what your Easter gift is?
I think this should have been banana man's.
Yeah, so this is a rotten banana. Happy Easter, Marion. Would you like to go and take a seat? So, it does get better. What we found out at the family service was that we've all done stuff, and that right back at the beginning, two people did stuff that was not good. And it was as nasty as rotten bananas. It was as horrible as Heather's smelly socks. And this rotten egg, which is really, really bad. You can come and smell that later. I will put the lid back on. And the Bible calls that stuff sin. So when we're unkind to each other, when we steal, when we tell a lie, all of those things, the Bible calls sin. And it says that's our problem. So get your problem face back on. Now we've got a problem. Yeah. Oh, Ian Briggs' problem face just looks like Ian Briggs' face, but I don't know what that means. But the Bible says we've got a problem now, because do you remember God and people were friends? But now all of this stuff has happened and they're not friends anymore. And so something is needed to solve the problem. We need an answer. And the Bible gives us some little clues. I love this. If we go through the Old Testament, the Bible starts to give us clues. Someone's coming. Someone's coming. The answer is coming. And I was thinking, what would it take to pay the price for everything that we've done wrong? What we need, surely, is a superhero. And actually, I think we've got some today. So if you come dressed as a superhero and you'd like to join me on the stage, come and join me right now and we'll have a look at some of the superheroes. You don't want to join us, but I'm going to have to point you out because you're my favourite superhero. You'll come. Brilliant. Thank you so much. Right, Reuben, Edie, Margot. Oh, yes. Oh, come on then. Well done. Some great superheroes here. Oh, Banana Man's on the way. Excellent. Brilliant. Come on, Margot. Excellent. Okay, so we've got some superheroes. You're going to stand down here. We'll do you first, Tim. This is my favourite one, I'm going to be honest. Look at this for a superhero. Votes for Women. Yeah. This is what a superhero. Do you just want to explain a little bit about your choice?
The only thing I'm going to say, if it wasn't for us, where would you be, girls?
Absolutely.
Under there, both of them. So just think about the ladies who did all this for us, and get there behind us, keep behind us, all of us. All those in Parliament, the Army, the Navies, everybody, just keep behind all the women.
Excellent. Brilliant. Thank you. You can go and sit down now if you want. Brilliant superheroes. Right, we've got some more superheroes here. Do you want to ask, have any of you got any superpowers? Should we just go along and have a little look? Anybody got?
I've got some superpowers.
You've got some superpowers, Reuben. Why did I know that? Go on then. Do you want to tell Tim what your superpower is?
My power is very good. It's very, very good. But
it's very good.
But I can. But.
Can you say anything?
Do you need a bit of help from Daddy, maybe?
Yeah. Say dancing.
Dancing, you said.
Dancing. Reuben's superpower is dancing. If you've ever seen Reuben dance, it's a great superpower. Margot, have you come as a nurse? Yeah. Oh, Margot and I have made friends this week on holiday. Have you got any superpowers, Margot?
Healing stuff.
That is an amazing superpower. Brilliant. Do you want to go back over there? Anybody else got any superpowers they'd like to share with us? Kate Matthews looks like she might have a superpower. No? She's feeling all out of superpowers. Let's have a look at Banana Man. Banana Man? With a banana strapped to his chest?
Yeah.
You need to stand up,
okay,
so you can
great,
be fully... yep, excellent.
I think I stopped. Like bad things happening by using slippery banana skins.
Oh, that is a great
superpower. It's a hazy 90s memory there. But yeah.
Hazy.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Anybody else got any superpowers they want to share? Wendy, have you got a superpower?
Penny, sorry.
I thought you said Wendy. I was looking at the W. Are you Wonder Woman?
Well, I'm Wonder Woman.
Excellent.
I'm just totally wonderful. Any challenge, I can cope with it.
Absolutely. That's true, because Penny does our safeguarding, and that is a big challenge, and she's up to it, so that's great. And maybe this one at the end. Who are you?
I'm Super Slug.
Super Slug?
Yeah, because, do you know why? Because I'm really slow.
Is that your superpower? That's
as good as it gets.
Okay, really, really good. Okay, well, the great news is, this is all great, isn't it? And these are great costumes, every single one, including you, Kate. You've got many superpowers. You look after children every Sunday. That's a superpower. But the great, that's really good. But the bad news is that each of us, even though you are super and wonderful and amazing, have done some things wrong at some stage. So although you're wonderful, and we need to recognise their superpowers, you're not the superhero we're looking for right now, but we're really glad you came. Do you want to take your seats and we'll find out who is? You know when you think something in your brain and it turns out to be much more carnage than you actually imagined? That's what's happening. So we've found these brilliant superheroes, but the Bible gives us some more clues, because it's great like that if you look. And it says there's going to be a saviour who's coming, and he's going to be born. He's going to be a baby. And he's got a really, really precious name. One of my best friends this week had a baby 7 weeks early. He's fine. He's tiny. But we were waiting for the name, and she sent it, and she said, he's called Henry, and he's tiny, he's minute. But this baby was given, going to be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Have a little whisper of that to somebody next to you. God with us. That's brilliant, yeah. It means God with us. This superhero is coming, and he's going to be born as a baby. He's never going to do anything wrong. And then, as we remembered on Friday, he's going to die on the cross, and he's going to take all of those things that we did, and he's going to pay the price for them when he dies. And we stop, don't we, on Friday, and we think there was a big problem and there was an amazing answer, but it cost him everything. And then they laid him down in the tomb, and they left him there. And they thought the story was over. It's ended. You know, when you watch, have you ever watched a program, children and adults, and you get to the end and you think, bit disappointed with that end. Tim's being disruptive. Bit disappointed with that end. It wasn't how I expected it to end. That's where we were yesterday. Jesus had died. He'd been put in the tomb. And that wasn't how we expected the story to end, but it hadn't ended. When we get to Easter Sunday, we've read, Hallie read to us, the disciples went to the tomb, but it wasn't, there was no one there. It was empty. Acts 2 says to us, death couldn't hold him. Romans 1:4 said, he had the power to raise from the dead. That's amazing. Some of you, some of us, me and Tim, are reaching our first Easter without Tim's mom. And I've thought about that a lot this week. And this story is amazing because I know she's not dead anymore. Because of what Jesus did, she's alive, and one day I'll meet her again. So we go through the problem and the answer, and we find the tomb. What we're going to do is we're going to have a little look at a clip from The Miracle Maker. Now, if you are age about 9 and under, you need to switch your eyes and ears on right now. Everybody else does too. No falling asleep. Because you're going to need to watch this clip, because I'm going to ask you afterwards, you're going to go and do something over here, and you're going to draw a picture of what your face might have looked like if you'd been there that first Easter. So you need to watch the clip really carefully so that you know, and the rest of us are going to imagine what we would have felt like if we'd been there that first Easter. So I think, Evie, the clip should be ready.
Why are you crying?
They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him.
Tell me who you're looking for.
Oh, sir, if you're the gardener, please tell me where they've taken him.
Mary.
Lord.
It's all right. You don't have to hold on to me now. Go. Tell everyone. Tell Peter.
I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. He's alive.
I love that clip. Some of the young people love that. They do a great impression of the Lord, I've seen the Lord. It's amazing. She goes to the tomb expecting to find somebody who's died. And then she's sad because she doesn't know where he is. And then he reaches out and she realizes he's come back to life. He's done everything he said he was going to do. And she runs back to tell her friends. So, children, we, the rest of us, are going to have a little think about a few more messages from this story, but we want you to do something really special. We want you to, Hallie's going to help with this, we're going to put some paper out down here, we've got some pens, we've got some stickers. We want you to draw a picture of what your face might have looked like that first Easter, or whatever you want to draw, really, but that's what we're asking you to draw. We know it doesn't always go according to plan, and that's fine. So anything at all, and then in the second part of the message, we're going to have a look at some of those pictures because Graham's got his iPhone set up here so we can all see them. So if you are little, or not Tim, but if you are little and you want to go and have a bit of creative time out, then that's going to happen over here. Don't worry the rest of us about any noise. That's what it's good, to be family in church. And the rest of us are going to have a little look at the rest of the story together. So let's let them go and do that. Brilliant. You can, you know, it's Easter, so if you need more than one piece of paper, we won't charge you today, so that's good. Excellent. George is sort of deciding whether he's going or not. That's fine. Wonderful. So they're all going to be over doing that, and we are going to have a little think just for a few moments about this story together, and then we're going to come back and finish off that thinking. I love this story. I mean, I do love the Bible generally. It's very exciting. But I love this bit, and I want to just unpack a few verses this morning. So if you've got your Bibles with you, and you want to turn to them or scroll or whatever it is, I will know if you're on Facebook, then please do that. We're going to focus on these little few verses together this morning. I like paper, see? So lovely because you can hear it, but it doesn't matter if you haven't got that. So we're going to look at these verses together, and I'm just going to just pick out a few things from these verses for us to think about. If we start off, we find Mary. The disciples have gone away by this point, but Mary's still there, and she's upset. We see that in the video, don't we? She's upset. It says she stood outside the tomb and she wept. And then she says to the angels, say, why are you crying? Now, I mean, I often think about that. They knew. So why did they ask the question? But why are you crying? And she says, I'm at this age where you have to take your glasses on and off. This is very annoying. She says, they have taken my Lord away. I don't know where they have put him. And so we see at the beginning that Mary is actively looking for Jesus. She's not in her home, waiting to hear the news about whether he's arrived back or not. She's out there. She's looking. And even when the disciples go home, she stays. And she says, I don't know where they put him. I'm actively looking for him. And then Jesus says to her, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for? And she thinks he's the gardener. And then this is probably my favorite verse in the Bible. She's this little verse with just five words. Jesus said to her, Mary. I love that. When I get up on Easter Sunday morning, I think about that, but I put my own name in there. Jesus said to her, Lisa. I'm in the garden and I'm looking, and he reaches out and he makes himself known and he calls me by name. He knows her personally. He uses her name. And she responds straight away. She calls him teacher. She knows who he is immediately. And then it says, he says to her, don't hold on to me, but go back and tell the others that I'm going to go and be with my father and your father. One version of the Bible says, he tells her to go, and immediately she does that. Now, I just want us to pause for a minute. And we had a suffragette here this morning, and I love that. But I love this as well. Jesus' kingdom turns everything upside down. Mary is a woman. In those times, you didn't tell a woman to go and share really important news because women were not the people that you did that with, because they didn't count. But Jesus says, oh, no, no, no. You're here. You're looking. You found me. You got to go and do this. So she goes immediately, and she tells the good news. And we see that straight away it says, Mary went to the disciples, and I love this bit. The first thing she says to them is, I have seen the Lord. She knows who he is, and she says, I've seen him. Now, you're not looking that excited right now, but I'm going to tell the story again, and hopefully we'll get there. But we're here on the first Easter. Mary goes to the garden and she's heartbroken. We know what it is now. I know what it is now to find somebody who's not here anymore. And you're heartbroken. And she goes and she's desperate. Where is he? Where have they put him? And then Jesus meets her and he calls her by name. And then she knows who he is. And she responds and she goes and does exactly what he asks her to do. And she recognizes it. So are you ready for the challenge? Yeah. Thanks, Lily. Great. So the challenge in this little bit is just a few questions. Are you looking? Mary was actively looking for Jesus. You might be here not knowing him. This might be the first time you've heard this amazing story. Are you looking for him? But those of us that do know him, are we still looking? Are we looking to find him in our everyday? Have you asked God to make himself known to you? This bit as well, don't count yourself out. In the Bible times, Mary would have been counted out for being a woman. You might think that your past counts you out. Sometimes in church, we can count people out. Jesus never did that. Everybody is counted in. This story is for everyone. And this question, I think, is a good one. What place does Jesus have in your life? Because actually, she calls him Lord. She says, Lord, I have seen the Lord. And I wanted to pose you a little question and ask this. What place does Jesus have in your life, Easter 2022? Not what did he have last Easter or Easter's gone by. What place does he have right now? And whatever the answer is to that, it's okay. And we're going to have a look at that later. And then if you're really close to him, who are you going to tell? And I want to suggest that if you don't know the answer to what place Jesus has, you're probably not at the point of going and telling. And we're doing missional discipleship stuff. But the first stage of that is, where am I with Jesus? And then I can go and tell my story. So we're going to think about those questions. We're going to have a song. So there's going to be a little bit of time to do that. Children, we've got this song, and then we're going to be calling you back at some point. So you've got that much time and maybe a tiny bit more. I can see the adults with the stickers. I'm not sure what's going on over here, but I think it's okay. Just to have a think through. And Gordon prayed in the prayer meeting this morning, and it was really helpful because he said, there's no condemnation. That means this isn't about feeling guilty. When God came, he came to give us life in all its fullness. So when you're thinking of those questions, there's no guilt. It's about God wanting to meet you right where you're at. So we're going to sing, if that's all right, Chris, and then... Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Bit of a creative thing now. In the medium of Lego. So he drew this, or made, I should say, this. So this is a tomb. And then you can see, is it Captain America? Yeah. Captain America, Jesus, at the top there, looking, you know, and here's Wonder Woman, Mary, looking in the tomb to try and find Jesus. And then on the next picture, she finds him. He comes and he makes himself known to her. Now, what you might have missed on this fantastic response to the Easter story is the wall. Can you see the wall at the side? Can you see all the colours in it? And Jairus, when he was with Andy and I, he said, that wall is the wall of excitement that Mary had when she realised that Jesus was still alive. That's why there's so many colours. That's great, isn't it? Really great. Thank you. Is Jairus here? Oh, Jairus. Thank you. Brilliant Lego maker extraordinaire. Then I asked Hallie, Evie and Lily about their response to the Easter story. But before we get on to that, Andy's just going to come and read to us a little bit of what Jonah said and a little bit of what some of the other things that the young people said that morning. Thanks, Andy.
Fab. So the reaction to the tomb we had, we were proud that Jesus is trying to protect us and didn't care about himself. He always cares about other people. It was a massive surprise to see Jesus again after his death. We thought that was it, but it wasn't, because Jesus was alive. Why didn't Jesus protect himself and be stronger when he was being beaten up? It showed us the love that he has for us and the way that he cares. Some people don't like that though. Sometimes forgiveness can be extremely hard and can take a long time. Jesus has given us a way to learn how to forgive and to show love even in the hardest things. It's another account of the impossible and the improbable. This is an unreal story that simply is unbelievable. But that is the realm that God works in. Faith is the only thing that enables us to make sense of not only the events of today, but the events of the entire Bible. None of it is possible without God. And then Lisa asked the second question, and that was, what difference does the Easter story make to our lives today? It makes our lives easier as we are forgiven for our mistakes and live through Christ. We know that God is powerful enough to rise from the dead. God can do miracles bigger than we can imagine, like raising people. That faith is the key way to live. If we aren't listening to him and don't have faith, then we will never see the impossible done. The book of John ends with the verse, Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. Are we expectant of what God can do today?
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And thank you, young people. Now, Lily and Evie did a little photo shoot, and then they realised they were going to have to share it with the church, and they scrapped that idea. So Lily's going to come and show us what they did create.
Yeah, so this, yes, quickly go over the story again. Believing Jesus' body to be stolen, Mary Magdalene weeps at Jesus' tomb. She explains her weeping to two angels dressed in white. Sorry, this is an artistic interpretation of the story of Jesus arriving to Mary.
Do you want the next one?
Yes, please. Then Mary meets the gardener. Mary believed Jesus just be the gardener. He asked her why she is crying and who she is looking for. I don't think that Jesus looked like that, but we can hope.
Obviously a bit more work to be done with the young people, but we're getting there. Okay.
Then Jesus calls Mary by her name and she recognises him. She cries, Rabboni, which translates to teacher in Arabic.
I'm liking the pictures. Mary Berry.
Of the Lord and Saviour, Mary Berry.
Mary Berry, yes. Again, a little more work to do.
We'll get
there. But you can see. Okay.
Yes. And lastly, Jesus tells Mary to not hold on to him as he will soon ascend to his Father in heaven. Jesus went to spread the news to Jesus' disciples, just like the news at six.
Just like the news at six. Fantastic. Give her a clap. Thank you, Lily. So, some interesting responses. Now, are there any children that have done any pictures that would like to come and share them so we can see? I think Graham's going to help me with the technical side of this. Margie, do you want to come with yours? Come on then, let's have a look what you've done. Oh my goodness, this is incredible. Okay, right, Margie, you need to stand up here.
Hold it in front of this camera.
Hold it in front of the camera
there.
Hold it
in front of the camera, it will appear on the screen.
Oh, yep, can you see this picture? Yep. Let's get a bit closer. Yep, we can see it, I think. Oh, that's a great photo of me, Margie, isn't it? That's lovely. What's going on your photo? Is there a love in the eyes there? That's amazing. A great photo. Is it going to work or not? If not, we'll go back to the traditional.
It's just died.
Don't worry, though. Things come back to life in this place. Right, so let's have a little turn around here. And we're going to go back to the traditional way of doing things. Okay, so do you want to hold your picture up really, really high? And let's... Oh, are we back? Yes? That's the front. Oh, okay. What a fantastic picture. And we've got, this is Jesus here. Jesus with some really great eyes. Can you see that? And then we've also got Mary here. A brilliant, brilliant photo. Well done. Did you do that all by yourself? Can we give her a clap? Because that's fantastic. Can we give Margie a little clap for hers as well? Excellent. Do you want to go and sit down and then we'll have a look at Ellie's? Oh, Ellie. Oh, gosh. Oh, Kate, I can see why you have so much fun on a Sunday. Should we hold this up here so Kate can see? Kate, can you see this fantastic picture? Ellie, what is this, the face here? With some fantastic eyes. And I like, is this all colour? What's this? Is this just because it's so brilliant? Yeah, I thought it might be. She's doing really well, isn't she? I imagine you help Kate. Teach Kate. Do we like that one? Great. Give Ellie a little clap there. And then, do you want to go and sit down, Ellie? And then George has quite frankly lost interest in his own picture now. But he's been waiting too long. But this, if you can see it, Can we see that one? That is absolutely fantastic, with a little bow tie. They might not have had them then, but they might. Well done, George. Thank you very much. So, can we go back to the slides now? Is that okay? Brilliant. Thank you very much. Some great, great photos. I'm going to keep yours there, Margie, for a minute. So then we did ask the young people, we said to them, as Andy said, what's your response? And because Lily Matthews is Rob Matthews' daughter, I said, what difference does the Easter story make to your life? And she said to me, in the words of Rob Matthews, are you asking me what my take home is? And I said, yes, I am. What's your take home? So some of their take homes are on here. No other God in any religion has died for us. He didn't arrive to the masses, but to Mary, he was weeping for him. Jesus is cool. Wow. And lots of trust was required from the disciples. Now, it's almost like when we look at the Easter story, in fact, when we look at the whole Bible, there's a question that we almost get asked all the time, and it's this. Are you ready for it? What happens next? So, we start off and we say, what happens next, God? You made this on the first day. What happens next? Everything's gone wrong. What happens next? And we make our way through. And we hear about this superhero. And then we say, what happens next? And Jesus is born. And we say, what happens next? And we see him live and do some really cool things. And then we say, what happens next? And he dies. And then we say, what happens next? Have you got the idea about what the question is now? What happens next? And we find that he rises again. And then we say, what happens next? And the Holy Spirit comes. And then we say, what happens next? And we watch the story play out. I'd like you to, if you feel comfortable, ask the person next to you, what happens next, in any way you want. Oh, we've got a few poshers. Brilliant. I heard a few posh, what happens next? That's a really good question. Don't get too stuck on that. You can practice that when you get home if you need to. Oh, we've got it in a different language as well. It's getting very posh in West Street this morning. But this is the question that I want to leave you with. Because actually, the whole Easter story asks you this question. What happens next? So you've heard the story, and we ask the young people, what difference does the Easter story make to your life now? And the question I want to leave you with is, what happens next for you? That's why it's about me. What does it mean for me? What happens next? And the answer to that might be a number of different things. You might be here this morning really struggling. And actually, one thing I've learned about the cross this year is it doesn't just pay for the things I've done wrong, it pays for the things that have been done wrong to me. And you might actually be here this morning, you might be quite broken. And actually, what happens next for you might be to understand that the cross means that God truly loved you. And it might be what happens next is that you just brave enough to tell someone it's difficult this morning. That might be what happens next for you. You might be here and you might be weary and maybe not that connected to God. And this Easter, the story reminds us that God was a person and he wants a relationship. He doesn't want religion. So maybe what happens next for you is the first steps to rebuilding that relationship with God. Just asking him to make himself known again. That might be what happens next. If you don't know God at all, and this is the first time you've heard the story, maybe what happens next is you have a conversation with somebody and say, what happens next? What happens next? And if you're walking really, really closely with God, keep going. But ask him, what happens next? We've just been on holiday with the Briggs. I'm looking at one right now, with the Cornells and with Rachie. Can you imagine, those of you that know us, all in one house? Absolute bliss. It was fantastic. We had a lot of, what happens next? What are we doing next? That was mainly Tim and me. But asking that question, what happens next? Because the truth is, When children are read a bedtime story, often you're reading it, aren't you? Who likes stories at night time? Or at any time? Brilliant. But often you get to the end of the story and you shut the book and you say, it's done. But the truth about the Easter story is that the story doesn't end. It's still going. And the question we need to ask for ourselves this morning is, what happens next for me with you, Jesus? And that's the question I'm going to leave you with. Thanks, Chris.